ladies, guys, I'm Matilde, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning.
You are super busy, I mean, up to last second you were discussing. So what are the plans with this bridging, building the bridges? What is that?
That's the name of the project that Kelsangon and me, we've been working on for the last year. Even though the idea of doing something like that, it lasts, it's since long time. But she got busy with her life and her work, and me, same. But this year we said, okay, now it's the moment to do it.
It's time to do it. You will build the bridge between Auroville and Dharamsala, I think.
Well, Auroville and the villages, just next to Edian Chavadi. That's the first one.
Yes. First is the one, our neighbors, to build that bridge. And then from here, from home, we try to extend our bridge, and let's see how it will come out. And according to our plan, looks amazing. I'm very excited. And
but you already have a. I mean, as I saw the announcement in news and notes, it's a really concrete plan, no? For a trip with the children.
Yeah, yeah, it's very concrete in the sense that we are taking kids from many Auroville schools and one outreach school, which is Udavi. And we are having six adults this time because it's the... Kelsang did it many times, but the rest of us is the first time we are doing something like that.
You did it already?
Yeah, I have been doing with the Tibetan school for the last 7 years.
You mean the Tibetans, they come here?
Yes. To bring them, either myself or Namgyel or some of our siblings, they help us to bring the students, and they are all from age 13 to 16, and sometimes also a little older, but they have never been traveled by themselves. So I have done this for the last 7 years, and two trips up and down. The project was called Home Away from Home, and I've been dealing with TCV, which is one of the biggest Tibetan school in exile, so which covers seven different places in Dharamsala itself. So last year when the students were here, we have started this first step with TLC. Students from Auroville and the Tibetan Students Village School from Dharamsala.
So it's going to be kind of a return thing, right? Instead of them coming here, our children are going there. Right?
No, it's not instead. Mm-hmm. It's on top of they coming here.
Oh, they're coming here too. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So the Tibetan students, they will keep on coming to Auroville. But now we would like also to initiate that Auroville and outreach kids...
To go there.
They go there. And maybe not only in the... autumn break, but also maybe in the summer. There is, instead of going to Kabunji, so
to go in there.
Yes, so we will try to do that on a yearly basis, and maybe twice a year. And a lot of adults are asking us, can you take us?
Yes.
So then that challenge, that's another challenge, but it's different when you take kids than adults.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens.
September,
yeah.
From Pondicherry, then we will reach New Delhi on 9th. We stay
one night
in Delhi, then we take another train from Delhi to Pathankot. Then from Pathankot to TCV, it takes like 3.5 hours. So we had a very long trip waiting for us.
And how many children are we go?
19 kids.
19 plus six adults.
Six kids from Udavi school, six kids from TLC, two kids from last school, and four from transition school.
Yeah. And we have one of those
schools. Those are actually younger children, right?
The youngest is 13. The youngest is 13, and the eldest is
15.
15.
And so it's the same age group as the Tibetan children, right?
Yes, more or less, but sometimes from the Tibetan children, we have little older ones also. Last year, for instance, I have two kids with 18 and 23 years old also. You know, so
How did you choose, or the children said they choose to participate?
There were different ways of choosing. Like for me, it was I offered to go with the eldest kids of TLC because it's their last time in TLC. Next year, I guess they move to future school or last school. So I wanted that they do something very special. Mm-hmm. And all started with TLC and Udabi, actually. Mm-hmm. I got, when our children started going to the STEM lab in Udabi school, I saw the beautiful relationships they started to develop. And then it's what it tipped, the saying, okay, Kelsang, let's do that. And then Kelsang asked me, oh, I think the Tibetan kids from transition, I think it's a good idea that they also join. Mm-hmm. So then we got Sudarshan and Chanchup. Yeah. And
word of mouth.
And there were a couple of more from transition that they said, oh, can we also come? So I was very happy that transition would allow kids to miss classroom time to do a field trip, because it never happened.
3 weeks thing, yeah.
So that then I said, okay, just let's take these kids. And I have been to future school. I gave to seminar to give a talk to their future school kids if somebody wanted to join. But they are having other very interesting field trips, so nobody from future came forward to me. Yeah. And then I felt, oh, we still have a couple of places. And then I approached last school, and 2 kids from last school said they wanted to come. So it's been a bit decided like that. And the Udabi school, it's been done by Daba Selby herself. The principal from Udabi school, she took care of it. And I think he took kids that they are very easy with their academics because they are going to miss school. Some and classes. Also Udabi school, they are having exams, like the government exams. Yeah. So it's not so obvious that they would miss 2 weeks of school. Mm. So they took the ones who are ahead of the rest.
This then we have also one teacher from Udabi school
to go with you.
To go with us, yeah.
So it's cool. But what the children will do in Dharamsala? What is the plan?
We have, according to the agenda, we have quite a lot of plan. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing is that the school, the president and director, they are very much happy to invite the children from Oroville. And we have, I think that when we reach there, most of our plans or things that we are going to do will be more physical. Mm-hmm. That our kids will go to spend a couple of nights with the boarding schools there in GCV, to go with them to the regular classes basis, to get an experience for our children, that here our school starts only at 8:20, there it starts 5 in the morning, and then they have this all these things, and it will be very good for our kids, but at the same time we don't want to pressurize it, you know, to make it like a memorable one and experience one. And we have just at the moment we'll start with 2 days of kind of a sleepover
on a volunteer basis. But all of them they want to sign for it. Also, they are also very attracted to go to a monastery with the lamas there, and the girls to a nunnery. That's all volunteer. But the rest, we will do some trekkings. We will visit museums. We will go and discover Dharamsala. We will visit Rando in his school.
Mm. Yeah, this is one of he's in TCV Chandra, which is like almost 3 hours from the base camp where we are going to stay. Mm. But TCV is going to take us to all the TCVs. So TCV Suja is one of another base camp for us. Mm-hmm. We'll be staying in TCV Suja. And I think the similar program will do for the children there. But TCV Suja is a little different from the other TCV, because TCV Suja, almost all the children are from Tibet.
Mm-hmm. In the other schools, are also other children there?
Mix, yeah. Tibetan children from Ladakh, the Himalayan region. But in TCV Suja is one of the schools that is the children are from Tibet. So we can have a very nice dialogue, sharing moments. That's once we did with the when the Suja group came here in Oroville. We had a discussion with, a dialogue with last school. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful, you know.
I can imagine.
It was very beautiful hearing a story of a person who is your same age, who has been through total, completely different
experiences.
So this is one of the ideas that why we want to do this second base camp in GCV Suja.
But for that, I think you are preparing fundraising day on Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. We got some money from Stitching Desire through the BCG, and some parents, they can afford to pay for the kids. And we've got, I mean, everybody's pitching in a bit here and there, but we still need a little bit more. And we know we will get it. So I felt if this trip had to happen, it would happen, and it's almost there. So we need just a little bit more money. And also, it's about to present to the community what are we doing, and to get all of us together, because, you know, we are talking about children from four different schools that it's not obvious that they meet every day, everywhere, and to bring us together. And just to cook together, like food, it brings people together. It makes you share. So that's why we thought of having
Saturday, a Saturday, the kids will be cooking?
Some yes, some not.
Mm. There is another fundraising or another event in Baraka. And also what we wanted to do is Kelsang will just speak 5 minutes about what we are explaining to you, to people who would come and wants to support us in this project. And then we will watch Kundun, the film on the Dalai Lama for Martin Scorsese, which is very, it's a beautiful movie, and it's a little bit this spirit, no? That where are we going?
For those who don't know, that's gonna be Saturday at what time?
Saturday at 7 o'clock. We want to start
Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, right?
At the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. And we'll start with the dinner at 7, and around 8:30 we want to show the movie.
When we organized the first meeting with the children and the parents, we had this meeting in Fertile, which is in Johnny's place, and Johnny's going with us. And that was a kind of another strength for us to, the first bonding. The children of Oroville, they see each other, but they have never sat together for, you know, like from different schools and things like that. And some of them are meeting first time. And we had a walk for like 2 hours. 1.5 hours. That experience, when we see how the children bond quite easily, you know?
Yeah,
and that was the first click for myself, like, okay, this is going to be a beautiful one. And the parents also had given a very nice, I felt a very good support.
And the parents of the Udavik kids, they all came.
Oh, yeah,
and
that was very beautiful.
It was a potluck.
Yeah.
So everybody brought food, and they were the Udavik kids, they were tasting the food from some other kids, and our kids were tasting their food, and it was a very nice moment. And it's like, for the train, can you prepare this, bigger?
That was beautiful, yeah.
It's like you are thinking that this was in July that we meet, so we are going to travel in 2 months, and they are thinking, which food are we going on the train, and can your mama please cook that? Yeah,
that was very beautiful.
And there is a girl who has some problems walking. And they said, no, we cannot leave her behind in the school. She has to come. I'll carry her back.
Yeah,
like, how are you going to be carrying 2 bags? We organized, but we will carry her back. Mm. So it was really spontaneous.
Very touching. Very touching, you know, like, you know, it was very, I was very touched when I heard that. And I'm like, okay, we have to do it.
Yeah.
This is the first group which is going. And I mentioned that we are the first group.
And I'd imagine that these kids, they're gonna experience something really special.
I just want to share that yesterday somebody came to me and said, you know what, I want to contribute towards the dinner. It's like, come on Saturday. No, I can't, I'm flying to Europe and I cannot come. It's like, so invite somebody for dinner. No, I don't have money to pay for now. But when I come back, I want to give you money. Is that possible? And then his wife started yelling at him. No, you don't understand. They need money now. And I said, you know what? We need money and we will get the money. If you really want to help, you just give it and it's going to be seed money for next year trip.
Mm.
So then the husband was telling the wife, you see, she needs my money. Huh? For next year, she needs my money. So she couldn't say anything. And I said, yeah, so don't worry. So you see, if on Saturday we collect much more money that we need, it's going to be seed money for next year. So it's not that we are going to have more ice creams or go out and eat more pizzas. It's not about that.
Well, you're going to start flying around like something. But anyhow, since you are mentioning the money, what is the account number for those who might not be able to come there due to whatever the reason or might still want to participate more? What is the account number?
So the account number is called Tibetan Students, mm-hmm. and the number is 105905.
Yeah, that's the account number. And yeah, and then many adults were also stopping and they said, I can't come for the dinner, but I need to know the account number. So account number is there. And yeah, we are, I think, very thankful for all the support that we get from community. And at the end, our future is our children.
Yes, it's true. Sometimes we forget.
Yeah.
Thank you for today. Successful Saturday in fundraising and successful trip. And I hope I will hear from you when you come back.
Yeah, so definitely. When we come back, each child is taking care of, let's say, one aspect. So some kids will do comics, some kids will do presentation. So we need to give them some time. And I guess before Christmas, we are going to have another, not a fundraising, we are going to just an open house in the Tibetan pavilion. And we will show, and we want maybe to show a movie or slideshows of what we've been doing and what we've been up to.
And now the kids are preparing, our children are preparing, some of them are preparing their own presentation, especially like their school, and some of them are doing an Oroville too. And then it's Kanchana as a dance teacher, mm-hmm. and luckily 8 of her students are traveling with us.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be a kind of an invocation for us to start our presentation back in GCV, and let's see.
I mean, it sounds really exciting. It's also, I'm tempted to come with you, right?
Many people.
We organize one for adults.
Well, that's not the same, no?
Well, we can do the same exactly. It's like... why not?
I don't know. I found most of the others too rigid. I still prefer to travel with children.
So we do some exercises to loosen up before we get on the train.
Thank you for today.
Thank you, William. So